everybody, and welcome back for another episode. Today is about your own voice and the value that it adds to the industry and to your career. A lot of people don't consider this, and I've done an episode before, I think, on your own distinct or unique voice, and I'll be talking in a future episode about your agile career. But I don't think too many people consider the extent to which having your own opinion and your own voice, in a sense, published work around agile is so important. So we're always talking about the things that we do that add massive value to your customers. And yet, what's your value? Is it just that you're a great agile coach, that you're an awesome dude? Or do you have a well-formed opinion about agile and the practice and how it applies to your business or your industry or a certain type of leader or a certain type of team or a certain type of project or product that you're putting out there, whether it's through a podcast like this one, or whether it's through LinkedIn articles, or whether it is through a blog, or something that when you landed a new client or prospect, you can say, hey, this is all of the knowledge that I've amassed, all of the experiences that I've lived through have led me to a place where I have a set of beliefs that I think will make me and us more successful. And here they are. Unless you're bringing that stuff with you like a big stack of luggage when you go and visit a new client, what is it that they're really buying? Is it just your resume and the things that you've done before? How do they know that they're getting quality? And let's face it, guys, in our industry, quality of agile leaders is something that's really hard to regulate and determine. So I think it's super important for all of us as practitioners and leaders to get your voice out there. So if you're not blogging, if you're not tweeting, if you're not podcasting, writing, making a book, doing a video series, something, you have to get out there and do it. Because not only does it add tremendous value for your customer, but to my mind, this becomes your body of work and your resume. If you want to have an amazing career in this industry that lives beyond agile and its principles as of the current moment, you gotta ask yourself, what am I gonna do after Agile? Something's gonna come after Agile, it always does. Nothing lives forever. So this is eventually gonna be replaced or appended and amended by something else. So what is your actual value? It's the experiences, it is your opinion, it's your ability to lead others with your thoughts and ideas. That's really what's gonna help protect your career in the long term. So I highly encourage you to think about that this week, guys. What will your contribution and your voice be? Thanks for listening as always, guys. Remember, worldwideweb.badassagile.com if you want to find me. You can also locate me on Twitter at @badass_agile. And on Instagram, I'm @badassagile. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next time.